Well, it is 8:37 and it's Friday, and it's my favorite time of the week because my best friend in the entire world,
wow,
Amanda Price. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. How's Carl this morning?
Pretty good.
You said you were cold.
Yeah, because it's like...
He's wearing a short sleeve t-shirt. I'm like, no wonder you're cold.
But I live in this terrible position of I get too hot if I wear long sleeves, and then I freeze with short sleeves.
Yeah, there's no in-between.
Not really.
There needs to be like an in-between shirt.
Maybe
a three-quarter sleeve shirt?
From like the 80s. My dad had one that he wore, and I found it, and I was like, what is this?
Oh my gosh, that's vintage. You realize that,
it's
right?
It's my favorite
shirt. That's probably worth money.
Oh, I love that shirt.
That's awesome.
Whenever I'm on like the road doing shows or whatever, I always look for antique places and thrift stores to see if they have any more of those.
Nice.
They never do, but...
No, because everybody loves those now,
those
right?
Those are my favorite.
Those are popular. That's cool.
So what do you got going on this weekend?
I'll probably try to do a little bit more Christmas shopping.
Get that
I try to
there.
Knock that out a little bit every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of those people that really likes to get it done before Thanksgiving because after Thanksgiving, I have no time to deal with the people that are last-minute shoppers and rushing around and angry and yeah. My patience is very thin.
Mine is, too. That's why I do mine early, too. I got mine all wrapped up like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, my gosh. Look at you.
I picked 1 week. I did online shopping. I got all that stuff done.
Yeah.
And the next week, I picked a day after work, and I drove to Des Moines and just banged it all out.
Wiped it all out.
It was perfect.
Man, that's good. My problem is I still have people that need to give me their lists. they're probably not listening, but...
I got
if they are.
You want my list? I usually wear size
Carl,
XL.
I don't have enough money.
Hey, I don't
I barely have enough now.
But it's not about the money. It's about the thought.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you might get a Christmas gift. We'll see.
So what's going on with the
We are
chamber?
Best friends after
We're
all.
We're best friends. We're going to go get breakfast after this.
Right. So happening tomorrow, I just want to mention this, and I know it's been on your sister station advertised, but I do want to bring it up. Tomorrow is the Newton YMCA's 2021 Turkey Trot. There's still time to register for this fun 5K race. Just go to newtonymca.org/turkey-trot, and I'm sure you can probably Google that, and it will come up as well. The race starts at 8:30 a.m. at the YMCA. The cost for members is $30 and non-members $40. Ages 14 and younger are free with a parent or guardian registration. The event is for all ages, and you can run or walk or trot, whatever trotting means to you. This is cool. They will also offer child watch during the event for kids ages 6 weeks to 9 years. So there's no excuse not to sign up. They also are giving away prizes. So that'll give you a little bit more incentive to get up and get going tomorrow morning and do a little run. And then join us, the Chamber, for Newton's Brightest Holiday Tradition. The courthouse lighting and events will take place on November 26th, which is only a week away, which is crazy, from 5:30 to 8 p.m. on the square in downtown Newton. Bring the family to downtown Newton. Watch the courthouse lights turn on at 6 p.m. Sing carols with singers from Community Heights Church. Visit Santa Claus inside the courthouse from 5:30 to 8 p.m. Take a ride around the square in a horse-drawn wagon. Compliments of Edward Jones. Enjoy the 4-H Festival of Trees inside the courthouse and listen to the Newton Bell Choir. And then you can also pick out your Christmas tree from Emmy's Tree Farm and your holiday wreath from the local Scouts Troop 354. We hope you will enjoy this family-friendly tradition in our downtown. Enjoy the lighted storefronts, do some shopping, and kick off your holidays with us. And also, this is cool, during the night of the courthouse lighting, FNNB Bank is partnering with the Capital Two Theater to bring you a delicious Black Friday deal. From 5:30 to 8 p.m., stop into the theater and buy any size drink and get the same sized popcorn for free. And they did this last year. It was a huge hit. It's a great fundraiser for the theater. It's a great partnership between two businesses. And if you're down there anyway enjoying the night, you can go get popcorn.
And anytime popcorn.
Well,
popcorn is free popcorn
is the best thing ever, right?
It's up there.
The butter that they put on there, it's so good.
That's what I'm drinking right now.
Is it? You just drink the butter.
That's what it is.
I wondered why he was sipping on that thing constantly.
You see the shiner on my face?
Yeah, that's nice. I like it. Oh, man. Well, side note, there was one time I went to the movie. I put so much butter, because you can pump your own butter at this theater. I put so much butter in there that, like, when I got up after the movie was over, it had soaked through, and it was on my pants. So I love the movie theater butter. I haven't made that mistake again, but let me tell you what, it was delicious.
Oh, I bet it was worth it.
It was so worth it. Okay. Anyway, back to what's happening. Project Awake is hosting a tulip bulb sale coming up also on Friday, November 26th from 4 to 6 p.m. and on Saturday, November 27th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. or until they are sold out. There will be 15 unique varieties that just arrived on a slow boat from Belgium. These are not available anywhere else, and the cost will be $10 for a bag of 5 bulbs. They take cash or check only, and proceeds will be for the continuing beautification of the Newton Arboretum. And if I didn't say this, this is at the Newton Arboretum as well, where the sale is taking place. Get out and support a great cause and enhance your yard for the spring season. If you like tulips, this sounds really cool.
Yeah.
Like super unique colors and designs, so that's fun. And of course, lastly, make sure to choose Chamber when you're shopping for your goods or services. And I will also add, make sure you choose local this year for your Christmas shopping. Look for the Chamber logo at your local retailers and storefronts. You can find more information about the Newton Chamber on our website at experiencenewton.com.
A lot of great stuff going on.
Yeah, there is.
It's sneaking up on you, though.
There's going to be so much more before Christmas happens, let me tell you.
I'm just in utter shock that it's Thanksgiving next week.
I am, too. Every year it sneaks up on me, and then it just seems like it flies by then.
Yeah. By the time, you spend all the time getting ready for it, and then...
and then you're passed out, an hour later, right?
You get all the
food. A lot of anticipation. Cooked,
you're sitting there, and then... you're done. It's just, wow, was that even... All right, we'll do this again next year.
I wonder if you can make that noise again.
That's good.
So, one more question.
Yes.
Thanksgiving meal, because I won't get to talk to you next week.
Yeah.
You traditionalist, or do you branch off and you do something weird?
We're pretty traditional. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Boring. Yeah, kind
of. We do kind of
the turkey and the that's
we do both. We do tradition, and then we're like, all right, what's one weird thing you shouldn't have? And this year we chose meatballs. We're doing
meatballs. Why not?
It's a great idea.
Do you know that Italian families actually do eat meatballs for Thanksgiving?
I come from.
Are you an Italian family? Yes, I dated somebody that was Italian, and a shocker to me when I learned that. I was like, "Why are you eating meatballs at Thanksgiving?"
You know what they do on Christmas, right?
I don't think I did. I don't think it lasted that long.
Yeah.
Ba-dum-bum. Yeah.
Seven fishes. There's seven. Wow. Horses, and it's all a fish-based thing.
I don't think I would like that.
You don't like fish?
I do, but maybe not that much. Not that much.
Okay, well, the Business of Newton is sponsored, of course, by State Farm agent Lonnie Portner, making life go right. And as we do every week, Amanda, you got to pick the next song.
Okay.
This is a wild card.
Oh.
We got the Carpenters.
Okay.
Toto.
Oh, man.
And Dean Martin.
Ooh. That is tough. Those are so different. Three of them are so different. Let's go with Toto.
All right. You know what? I knew you were going to say that.
You did?
I knew you were going to pick that.
It was either that or Dean Martin.
Yeah. Okay, well, this has been The Business of Newton with my best friend in the world, Amanda Price, sponsored by Lonnie Portner, making life go right. And then coming up right after this, it's Africa by Toto, as picked by Amanda.